And he says, if everybody can just give 15 minutes a day to pray for the church and the nation, we can see God move.
A hovorí, že keď každý veriaci dá Bohu iba 15 minút zo svojho dňa, aby sa modlil za cirkev a za národ, tak budeme vidieť, ako Boh spraví veci.
And I believe that.
Tomu ja verím.
Today, as we celebrate Good Friday,
a dnes, keď oslavujeme Veľký piatok,
his message today was about the crucifixion of Jesus.
Tak dnes, pochopiteľne, to posolstvo bolo o Ježišovom ukrižovaní.
And he took it all the way back to Abraham.
A zobral to úplne naspäť až od Abrahama.
You know, when God told Abraham to sacrifice his son,
keď viete, že Abrahama Boh požiadal, aby mu obetoval svojho syna.
It was actually a picture of the father sacrificing his son for our sins.
To bol predobraz toho, že náš nebeský otec obetuje svojho syna za nás.
He said it was a wonderful thing that God trusted Abraham enough to give him this assignment.
A hovoril, že veľmi vzácne bolo, že Boh dokázal dôverovať Abrahamovi tým, že mu dal takúto úlohu.
And as we know, the place where Abraham went to sacrifice his son was the same place where Jesus would die on the cross years and years and years later.
A možno viete, vykladá sa, že tá hora, na ktorej obetoval alebo mal obetovať Abraham svojho syna, bola presne tá istá hora, na ktorej roky neskôr potom bol obetovaný Pán Ježiš Kristus.
So it was a very prophetic act that Abraham did.
Takže Abraham spravil veľmi prorocký skutok.
But God told him again about the covenant that God had made with him.
A Boh mu pripomenul tú zmluvu, ktorú s ním spravil.
And he said the nations would be blessed.
A hovoril, že národy budú požehnané.
And so we know that through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, all the nations have been blessed with salvation and redemption.
My vieme veľmi dobre, že cez obeť Ježiša Krista, cez jeho kríž, boli požehnané všetky národy. Spasenie prišlo všetkým národom.
So the great privilege that we have today is to join with Jesus.
A to veľké privilegium, ktoré my máme dnes, je, že sa môžeme takto s Ježišom spojiť.
And we become a part of what he's doing by through our prayers and through our worship.
A stávame sa súčasťou toho, čo on robí skrze naše modlitby a skrze naše uctievanie.
But when God said to Abraham he wanted him to sacrifice his son,
ale keď Boh požiadal Abrahama, aby mu obetoval svojho syna,
God did this for a very specific purpose.
Tak to Boh spravil s veľmi špeciálnym zámerom alebo pre účel, ktorý vedel, že je špeciálny.
And he said God had a dream.
A Dačíc hovorí, že Boh mal sen.
He had a dream of restoring his family to him that had been taken away through Adam's sin.
A týmto snom bolo, že si k sebe obnoví naspäť, navráti naspäť rodinu, ktorá mu bola ukradnutá cez Adamov hriech.
And God shared his dream with Abraham.
A Boh tento sen s Abrahamom zdieľal.
And it was just a wonderful thing that God thought enough of Abraham to share his dream with him.
A bolo to veľmi úžasné, že Boh natoľko myslel na Abrahama a zvažoval to, že je tu nejaký Abraham, že práve s ním tento sen pozdieľal.
And now we're redeemed from the sins and everything that the devil had brought into our life.
Teraz my sme vyslobodení z hriechu a zo všetkého, čo diabol cez hriech do našich životov priniesol.
We're redeemed.
My sme vykúpení.
And so we can partner with God in all of the things that God wants to do.
A tak môžeme byť v partnerstve s Bohom vo všetkom, čokoľvek Boh robí.
So it's really good that we have the privilege of dreaming with God.
Takže je nesmierne dobré, že my máme privilegium snívať spolu s Bohom.
And several years ago,
pred niekoľkými rokmi,
I went to a meeting where Dutch Sheets was speaking.
Som bol na takom zhromaždení, kde tento Dutch Sheets hovoril, kázal.
And in the meeting there was probably, I don't know, 500 people.
Na tom zhromaždení bolo, ja neviem, možno 500 ľudí.
And he gave everybody in the room a gift.
A každému jednému v tej miestnosti dal darček.
And I keep it on my desk all the time.
ten darček mám stále na svojom pracovnom stole.
It's a baseball.
A je to baseballová lopta.
But it has writing on it.
Ale niečo je na ne napísané.
It says, dream God's dream.
Tam je napísané, snívaj Božie sny.
Dream God's dream.
Snívaj Božie sny.
So God has a dream for all of us.
Boh má sen pre každého jedného z nás.
It's his dream.
A je to jeho sen.
But he shares it with us so that we can pray for it and be a part of it.
Je to svoje sny, aj svoj vlastný sen, Boh s nami zdieľa, aby sme sa mohli modliť ohľadom toho a zúčastniť sa, byť súčasťou toho sna.
So I just want to encourage you today.
Týmto som vás chcel iba pozbudiť dnes.
I want you to be encouraged that God has a dream he wants to share with you.
Chcem vás pozbudiť, že Boh má naozaj sen, ktorý sníva a chce, aby ste boli vy súčasťou toho sna.
It's a dream for the world to be redeemed.
Samozrejme, podstatou toho sna je, že Boh chce, aby bol svet vykúpený.
And all of us get to be a part of it.
A my všetci sa tohto môžeme zúčastňovať.
That's the exciting thing.
To je to vzrušujúce.
So when Jesus died on the cross,
a keď teda Ježiš na tom kríži zomrel,
and then he raised from the dead on the third day,
a potom tretieho dňa vstal z mŕtvych,
that brought us into God's dream.
Toto nás voviedlo dovnútra Božieho sna.
And we're a part of it.
A my sme jeho súčasťou teraz.
So be encouraged today because there's something that God has for you.
Takže buďte pozbudení, lebo pre vás niečo Boh má.
And it's a very important part.
A je to nesmierne dôležitá časť.
And each one of us is an important person to God.
Každý jeden z vás je pre Boha nesmierne dôležitým človekom.
Amen.
Amen.
So dream God's dream.
Takže snívajte Božie sny.
Can you see that?
Vidíte to, viete to prečítať?
Is it backwards?
No, it's okay.
Ah, dream God's dream.
Snívajte Božie sny, vám ukazuje, či to viete prečítať.
So I look at this every day.
Každý deň sa na toto dívam.
Well, anyway, I have to go. I'm sorry I can't stay with you.
Musím odísť, teda je mi ľúto, že s vami nemôžem zostať dlhšie.
I have to go help with the renovation.
Musíme pomôcť s tým sťahovaním a s renováciou.
Remember, like I said, we're praying for all of you and we're praying that we'll get to come back to Slovakia soon.
Modlíme sa, že sa naozaj modlíme za vás a modlíme sa za to, aby sme sa veľmi skoro mohli znovu na Slovensko vrátiť.
Because we miss all of you.
Pretože nám veľmi všetci chýbate.
Ruth would have liked to have been here, but she's having lunch with a group of women.
Ruth tu chcela byť samozrejme s vami so mnou, ale majú obed teraz so skupinou žien.
So let's all pray together and believe that God is going to deliver us from all these limitations that this pandemic has brought upon us.
Takže modlíme sa spolu, aby nás Boh naozaj vyslobodil z týchto obmedzení, ktoré táto pandémia na nás priniesla.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Amen. God bless all of you. Martin, thank you for inviting us.
Thank you. Our pleasure. You're always invited.
Thank you for
the try to, when we see the meetings, we'll try to join some meetings every once in a while.
Yes. We're happy to have you.
All right. Well, God bless you. Be praying that we'll get to come back to Slovakia.
Modlite sa, aby sme sa mohli dostať na Slovensko, prosím.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
God bless you. We love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you soon.
Yes.